There was once a young boy who was bored in church. Never happens with this congregation, but it happens sometimes. And he began to look at the red vigil light, which we have to remind us of our Lord's presence in the Blessed Sacrament. And the father saw the poor young boy looking at the light and says, "Son, what are you doing?" He goes, "Dad, when it turns green, we can go." Forgiveness is what is described in today's gospel book. Let's talk about what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not saying it's okay. Forgiveness is not forgetting the injury. Remember, when Jesus got up from the dead and the resurrection, he still had the wounds in his hands, his feet, and his side to remind him and remind us of the injury that was inflicted upon him. Forgiveness does not mean that you shouldn't protect yourself. Forgiveness means a lot of things, but mostly what does it mean? It means that I will not continue the cycle of evil or pain in my own life. I will not voluntarily commit spiritual suicide day after day by picking at the wound and saying, "Look how much this has hurt me." It does not mean I will not scream from pain. It does not mean that I will forget that it hurts. But it does mean that as a human being who wants to move on, who wants to create something new in their life, that we mourn every loss in our life when someone dies. And so when we are injured, we need to mourn the loss of whatever is lost. Opportunity, friendship, family, health. It is human to mourn and to cry and to say, "This has been taken from me." And perhaps more specifically to say, "This has been taken from me by this person." But the cycle of evil stops when forgiveness says, "I am willing to bear the pain in order to heal and to seek out new opportunities, to realize this opportunity is gone, but what has the Lord provided for me next?" If we do not mourn, and if we choose not to forgive, then we have the possibility of inflicting a deep spiritual blindness where we will cry about the past, live in the past, continue to mourn the past, and not realize the opportunities that God has provided in front of us. Forgiveness means the light is green. There's still traffic, there's still danger, and there still may be mourning. But forgiveness says there is also possibility and opportunity and tomorrow. And someday in the future, what you cry about today may be something that you will wince at. Something that you may say, "Wow, that was sad to lose that." But also you may be happy and say, "But look at these new opportunities that if I had not been looking, if I had not forgiven, then even today I would complain, I would cry, I would be angry, and perhaps I would be the cause of loss and pain in my life and other people's lives." Forgiveness says it's green, it's time to go. It's time to move and to look. Mourn when you have to. The Chinese have a beautiful saying: when you sit, sit. When you walk, walk. Above all else, do not wobble. Make up your mind. What do you want to do? cry about the past pain, or mourn it and look for new opportunity. The future is yours if you are willing to let go of the pain of the past. Slava Isusu Christu!